Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. So we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Tis a trash Tuesday. And so if there's anything that you want to take out the trash on, person, place, things, you can do so by dialing us up on our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com, 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Or you could also tweet at us, DA on CBS. I'll read through your tweet trashings coming up here on the show throughout this final hour of the program. We'll talk about Ben Simmons' big night last night, as Simmons' triple-double may have altered the trajectory of that series, Sixers and Nets, as now it's 1-1 shifting back to Brooklyn. Also, a 31-point lead gagged away by the Golden State Warriors. But first, let's talk about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson and his agent had put forth a date of April the 15th to get a new deal done, or else they said they would not negotiate with the Seahawks after April the 15th. Now, most people assume that just meant you go into this season without a new deal. He had 1 year left on his existing deal, and that after the season, they would engage again in contract negotiations for an extension. However, Peter King reported that no, this was not about not negotiating after April 15th for the year. It was, we're not negotiating ever again. That if we don't get a deal done to the Seahawks by April the 15th, tax day, we're never talking to the Seahawks again, which would have put some major pressure on Seattle to get a deal done. You heard Jack Del Rio, amongst others, stirring the pot, suggesting the Seahawks could trade Russell Wilson this season, trade him before the draft, delve back into the draft, draft another quarterback. You know what that was? Jack Del Rio getting information from the Seahawks front office. Because you know what that was? That was the Seahawks trying to depress the value of their negotiation with Russell Wilson. I never believed it. You've heard me talk about this here on the show. I never believed the Seahawks were ready to move on from Russell Wilson. They got this guy in the third round. The idea that you would find the next Wilson in the third round is ridiculous. You're not. It's not a good gamble. It's not a good risk. And they had already cleared the deck financially from all of those contracts in the defense. Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, etc. Either guys had retired, they traded them, or let them go. They cleared the deck for this moment to build around Russell Wilson in a league where you have to have a quarterback. It never made any logical sense to me that the Seahawks would do all of that and then also dip back into the draft to try to find the next Wilson. No. I always said they're going to get a deal done, although I said they might not get it done by this year and they might get it done by after this upcoming season. They got a deal done last night. And Wilson gets $140 million, including a $65 million signing bonus.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
This is the richest ever deal at $35 million per season and the most ever for guaranteed money, I believe, at 65. Or I could be wrong on that because going back to the Kirk Cousins deal last year. But let's ask this question. Did the Seahawks overpay? No. It's an arms race, and every year another quarterback gets the richest deal ever. And last year was Aaron Rodgers, and it'll continue down this road. Next up, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes. Pick your franchise QB that's going to keep getting paid and up the ante. But no, they did not overpay. Because you can't not pay your quarterback. It's just not an option in the NFL. You can argue a lot of things about whether guys are overpaid and whether guys are worth this and whether guys are worth that. What you can't argue, though, is if a quarterback is overpaid, and I'll tell you why. Because no quarterbacks ever move teams because they command too much money. Teams don't say, whatever, he's not worth it, we'll go get somebody else, except for Kirk Cousins. He's the only quarterback in memory that a team said, nah, you know what, he's not really worth it. Let's let him hit the open market. Which is why the Vikings overspent on Kirk Cousins, is because you never get a quarterback in the open market. Think about this baseball offseason. Bryce Harper, on the team that he was drafted and developed and won an MVP with, said he's not worth the money. Manny Machado, drafted, developed by the Baltimore Orioles, and they said he's not worth what he's going to get. In football, that never happens. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, Eli Manning, Russell Wilson, go down the list. If you are a top 10 quarterback, you'll never be available. And the only reason Kirk Cousins was available was A, because Washington has a terrible front office and messed that up from day one, but also B, the guy's bad. I mean, we saw him at the end of the season totally gag up on himself with a playoff spot on the line. I mean, Kirk Cousins is not a top 10 quarterback. He might not even be a top 15 quarterback. Let's be kind to Kirk Cousins and say he's somewhere between 12 and 15. Guess what? Every other quarterback above him on that list will never hit free agency. You just can't afford to try to spin the wheel again. You can't. You cannot do it. So whatever it costs, you got to spend. Like Matt Ryan will never be a free agent. Not at least when he's a top 12 quarterback. You just got to pay the guy. Pay that man his money. Mraz, outside of Kirk Cousins, who again, Washington basically gave up on, and most of the league said, oh, he ain't worth that cash. When's the last time a decent quarterback was not paid because the team thought he wasn't worth it?
Guess Drew Brees when he had free agency, but they had drafted Philip Rivers.
And he was injured.
No, you look. There's never been a point where you sign an NFL free agent, and I'm talking about any position, where you haven't said, oh, that guy got overpaid. They're all overpaid. You're paying because you have salary cap money and you need to fill these needs and you need to keep certain guys.
And it's market value.
So look, if Russell Wilson isn't Peyton Manning, but he's been getting paid more than Peyton Manning ever did, well, he's the next quarterback up that is certainly in the top half of the league, that's already won a Super Bowl, that if you lose Russell Wilson because you don't want to pay that money, well, then what? Then you're throwing your hat in the ring to take a Will Greer at the end of the first round or something like that? You have to pay a franchise. The whole point of the NFL or drafting is to find a franchise quarterback and supplement pieces around them. Once you find a franchise quarterback, you will pay them every last penny you can until literally they can't move anymore, unless you're the New York Giants, in which case Eli Manning can't move anymore and you keep paying him.
And you still pay him.
Right. So, yeah, you're going to overpay, but that's what you do. And the next quarterback's going to come and he's going to get overpaid.
So Peyton Manning and Drew Brees are good examples of this because they ended up changing teams despite being pretty good quarterbacks, obviously. Drew Brees, we didn't know how great he was going to be when he was in San Diego. Certainly Peyton Manning was already a Hall of Famer. But two things happened to those two circumstances. They had already drafted the replacement. They'd already deemed, I mean, the Colts knew they were going to get Andrew Luck. They'd already said, okay, it's over. We don't need this guy anymore. If you don't have the replacement, you never get rid of the quarterback, ever. You'll pay him whatever it takes. So anybody with a take today that says, well, Russell Wilson, is he really as good as Aaron Rodgers? Is he really worth that money? They don't understand anything. There's not even a choice to be made. If you're a quarterback and a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, a top even 15 quarterback in the NFL, you name your price. You just say, okay, that was the last contract, the next highest contract. We're now going to top that because that's just what happens here. And Matt Ryan did it. Aaron Rodgers did it. And now you have the newest one with Wilson. And the next time around, it's going to happen the same way. That's the existing contract. We're going to beat that because you can't afford to get rid of me. The only thing I was uncomfortable with about this whole thing is not how much money the Seahawks gave Russell Wilson. It was that we had that video of him laying in bed with Ciara last night. It just was a little too intimate. That was TMI. He does a video at midnight last night. He's looking into the camera, looking into the phone. Ciara's under the covers. Her head is on his shoulder. He's like, what up, Seattle? Got the deal done. There's an awkward pause. Ciara says, go Hawks. He's like, go Hawks. We'll talk again in the morning. Get some sleep. I'm a Seahawk for life. And I'm like, I don't need you under the covers with Ciara. Just, you can tweet something like, I'm happy to be a Seahawk. I don't know. I just don't need it.
Did you happen to notice if he had a sleep number?
I did not, no. I would imagine he does not because that's the only reason he would be awake that late. If he had a sleep number, you'd be definitely asleep.
That's a good point. Now, what do you think there? They're up, they're in bed. Do you think they have some kind of Netflix show? It's a Seinfeld rerun. What's a Russell Wilson and a Ciara watching in bed before the agent calls?
So Russell Wilson is not a normal human being, so he's not watching a sitcom rerun that's actually funny. He's watching some really corny rom-com from the 90s.
Wow, you think?
Yeah.
You know what? The Holiday was on E! Last night with Cameron Diaz. I bet you he was watching that.
Cameron, the rapper?
Cameron Diaz.
So he could have been. Pick a movie that's obviously not good and not funny, and Russell Wilson's definitely watching that because he's not funny.
Spring Breakers starring John McClane.
No, too dark.
Too dark.
Too dark. Ah. He needs something that's kind of like...
What's that movie, The Internet, with Hugh Grant?
Was that a comedy?
Where he gets the email when email first came out.
I don't remember that. I don't know.
Might have been Tom Hanks and Meg Brooks.
Oh, my God.
Meg Ryan.
Do you mean Sleepless in Seattle or You've Got Mail?
You've Got Mail. That was the internet movie.
The internet. You thought it was the internet.
I was hovering. I was there.
He's watching some awful corny movie and Ciara's like, please go to bed. And he's like, oh, this is kind of cool. This is kind of funny. When we come back, we've got your Trash Tuesdays here, plus Ben Simmons changing the series perhaps last night. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Lobster roll or fried clam dinner?
Oh, I'm going to mix on it. My favorite is the clam roll.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
20 minutes past the hour. Thanks for being with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a Trash Tuesday, so send us your trashes, boys and girls. And we'll read through those coming up here on the show. As always, you can watch the show on any device available anywhere at any time at watchda.com. Just head to watchda.com on your mobile device or your PC, your smart TV, or your laptop, and watch the show every single day, 9 until noon Eastern time, 6 until 9 Pacific. Ben Simmons with a triple-double last night, 18 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds. The Philadelphia 76ers have an impressive win over the Brooklyn Nets. Did that win single-handedly alter the course of the series? let's face it, after game number one, the Sixers were in trouble because Joel Embiid looked banged up. He was settling for shots from the three-point arc. Ben Simmons and the rest of the team were being booed by the fans. The Nets controlled the pace, and Ben Simmons lashed out at those fans that booed after the game, said, if you're going to boo us, then stay on that side. Last night, Ben Simmons got a standing ovation in the middle of his triple-double game. So with one fell swoop, Embiid goes from checking Amir Johnson's cell phone and getting in trouble for it, reprimanded for it, to happy-go-lucky, big win, cascade of points. Ben Simmons goes from rabbit ears, sensitive, lashing out, to getting a standing ovation. And everything is all which is well in Sixers land. So did this completely alter the trajectory of the series? Well, I think that if the Sixers lost last night's game, it was going to be really, really, really brutal on them. That they would be totally pressurized under the heat lamp. I think coming into a couple of road games, it was going to be very difficult for them to even get back to an even series. And I think that the avalanche of criticism they would have gotten had they been down 0-2 and the uh-oh, here it comes, it's a disaster, waiting to happen, the Titanic, Embiid can't play, Simmons is no good, he's not a true leader, all of this would have really been very weighty and a harness around them, really a noose around their neck. By virtue of winning and doing it the way that they did last night, avoided that. But this series is going six minimum. I guarantee you the Nets are getting one of these next two in Brooklyn. Guarantee you. So at the very least, this is going to be 2-2 going back to Philly for game number five. At very least. I'm telling you this right now, the Sixers will not get both of these games. And I've mentioned this before. The way that Sean Marks built this roster with no assets, nothing, no draft picks, no good young players to trade, no veterans to trade. I mean, all they had was Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, their corpses. So they weren't going to get anything back in return for those two guys at the end of their careers. So they basically have to let those guys walk for nothing, restart everything, no draft picks to trade because they've given all of their draft picks away to the Boston Celtics. No real draft collateral. The only thing they have is a keen scouting eye and cap space. It's the only thing they had. And they maneuvered and manipulated their roster to get it to where it is now. And now they've got long, athletic, bouncy players along with D'Angelo Russell, who they totally revamped with a very good head coach in Kenny Atkinson, and an organization and a plan of what is going to be done next. Unlike so many NBA franchises that exist year to year, the Brooklyn Nets, led by Sean Marks, who came over from San Antonio, basically said, okay, here's year one and here's year 10. We're plotting it all out. Every year, we're going to execute this plan. Where they are, that's a dangerous foe for Philly because Philly flies by the seat of their pants. A night like last night, everything is great. Jimmy Butler's knocking down shots. Joel Embiid is happy. Ben Simmons is playing great. But that oftentimes is not what they are. Brooklyn's going to get one of these next two, and it's going to be 2-2. Now, it could be Sixers and six. That's fine. Last night saved the Sixers bacon, but it doesn't mean this is going to be an easy series and that the Sixers wipe clean Brooklyn after this. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. 855-212-4CBS. Sean tweets, I want to trash the Seahawks for the contract they gave Russ Wilson. The Seahawks started this whole movement of building a team around a young quarterback, and it worked. Now they set up the bar for an overrated and now overpaid QB. Hashtag trash him.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
I disagree. I think when you have a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, you have to pay him. There's not really an option. And he's certainly a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Does he deserve to be the highest paid quarterback? He's not the best quarterback in the NFL. And if that's what you're comparing it to, that the highest paid needs to be the best. But that's not what I say. And that's what I don't think anybody in the NFL says. It's just whose contract is up at that time to then become the highest paid quarterback. He's not going to be the highest paid quarterback for long. As I said with this video, the only thing I was uncomfortable with was Russell Wilson and Ciara laying in bed together and then having to post a video on Instagram about the contract.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, you can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
Okay, so one of two things is artificial with Russell Wilson. Either when he does the cornball thing at the Nickelodeon Choice Awards, or when he sounds like Ice Cube last night. One of the two. I mean, I don't know how you can really meld those two. He's either a total cornball or you're talking like he's Ice Cube in bed with a beautiful woman.
We got a deal.
Yeah, we got a deal. Angie Corrado asked DA, so what was Russ watching last night in bed? Sex and the City? No, because Sex and the City is a fine show. It's fine. He's watching something really corny and really lame. Like, it's definitely a Hugh Grant film. He's definitely watching, like, Mickey Blue Eyes or 9 Months. He's definitely watching, like, Did You Hear About the Morgans? Some awful Hugh Grant rom-com disaster. That's
hey, Seattle.
That's the only thing that I could think of. And, of course, he's got to put on the Ice Cube voice because at that point in time, yeah, I'm the ladies' man. Can I buy you
a
fish sandwich? I mean, of course, because this is Russell Wilson. This is why Richard Sherman doesn't trust him, and I don't blame him. Again, he's a good quarterback, so you got to pay him. This is a different conversation. But everybody knows that he's kind of not – what is he? Is he going to be tough guy or is he going to be cornball? You can't be both, Russ. Okay, you can't be both.
But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Yeah.
Do you think Ciara was here like, yeah, I can't believe we have to live in Seattle for the next 5 years?
I don't know. Seattle's an amazing city.
Yeah, but for her career? I mean, how many music videos is she going to make on that needle? I mean, what are you going to do here?
On the needle. On the top of the needle.
Yeah. What, she going to go to Fisherman's Wharf over there and throwing fish?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Russell Wilson is now Ja Rule. Yeah.
But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Scott tweets, what up, DA? I'm trashing the Tampa Bay Lightning. Every year I have hopes for this team, and every year they let me down.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
This is the number one seed in the East. Did they have the number one best record in all of hockey this year?
They won the President's Trophy for the first time in their lives.
Their lives. This is the best team in hockey, and they're down 3-0 in the first round.
How could it happen?
Mad Mike tweets, I'm trashing whatever school Mraz went to. It's clearly filled with that bird's nest in his head with horrible information. Hashtag birds don't carry people away.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Think about the things that Mraz has claimed on the air. Number one, that in Brazil they speak Egyptian. Number two, that Jacksonville is named after the Jackson Five. Number three, that Columbus was a pilgrim. Number four, that all water on earth is salt water, including ponds, lakes, streams, and rivers. And then today, that he is scared that a bird, like a sparrow, could pick him up and take him away.
First of all, let's just get things straight here.
Multiple sparrows.
Two of those are claims, one of them is a fear, and two of them were questions.
Yeah, I will defend him on the first two, the Egyptian and Portugal, whatever the other one was him rambling, and his lack of knowledge harming him.
Hang on, Bogues.
No, but the salt...
Hang on.
Okay.
The Egyptian being spoken in Brazil was not rambling. That was his educated guess during a quiz. Right.
But it was an educated guess only because I knew you thought I'd say Spanish or Brazilian, so that was the trick. I could sense the trick, so I had to come up with a different country. I didn't know definitively that that's what they spoke. It was a guess.
Yeah. The Columbus and the water were presented as scientific fact.
Mm-hmm.
That
I will still tell you I'm right on those.
That he had figured this out and we were wrong and he was right. There's a little more foundation to those two.
Where and then does the salt go?
And then the bird thing I got nothing for.
Bird thing's just a fear. Of course, I've stated factually that it has never happened before.
But you think it could.
Oh, I just wouldn't be shocked if one day we're like, wow, I can't believe that happened.
He said Columbus was a pilgrim. Look, was it West Babylon High you went to?
West Babylon High School, correct.
It's a disaster. Yeah. It's an absolute
Geraldo, Billy Koch, former A's closer. I mean, we got some leaders.
It's a dumpster fire. That education that you got was an absolute disaster. Although I will say that your sisters went there. They don't seem to be that stupid.
No, but they're not as outspoken. They don't have a microphone in front of their face.
So you think they're just as dumb as you are?
Yeah, I don't think I'm dumb either. I think I'm inquisitive. I think that's just their...
You thought Columbus was the first pilgrim and created Thanksgiving.
But, you know, the thing is, I might have been taught those properly. I've just forgotten over time. And you know what? My colleges did me no favors. Let's be frank here.
No one has done you any favors.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be learning about Columbus in college. You should be well past that. Or freshwater, saltwater.
All right, maybe, but look,
should they double back and make sure that you know your ABCs as well in college?
I think what happens is I become so well-rounded with sports and food that my brain has, you know, kind of like a recycle bin in a computer. Like, you're not using this for a while, it's going to enter there or become spam. So, like, I forgot things I didn't need. So that's why that show, Are You More Successful Than a Fifth Grader, was successful.
Smarter.
Are you smarter?
Smarter, yeah. Because you forget things that a fifth grader is currently learning.
It's hard not to be more successful than a fifth grader.
Sean, you didn't forget something. You said that, in particular, all water was the same and all connected. That's not forgetting that, like, something was this or something was that.
And as I've said on the PGP, I've talked to an engineer who said, and technically I am right.
Oh, come on.
Where does the salt go?
When we come back, more trash is here on the DA Show. We should just trash Mraz incessantly.
Too much fun with audio.
And he goes up to Chris. He says, hey, Chris, look who I've got here. He says, is that your son? He says, no, not my son. Try again. He says, is that Damon Amendola's son? He's 21 years old.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, Ian Eagle. Thanks for bringing up the fact that I do not have a 21-year-old son. Thanks so much for being with us here on the DA Show. We appreciate you being with us on a fine Trash Tuesday. We'll get to more of your trashes coming up here. But our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes. You could save 15% or more on car insurance. Dick Todd tweets, DA, I'm trashing all the Uber drivers that drive you guys around and forgot to wear deodorant. Come to Myrtle Beach. I'll give you free rides, and yes, I'll be wearing deodorant. Hashtag cab guys.
Stinky debris.
Yeah. We haven't been able to decipher why all of our Uber cars drivers, well, Uber cars and rides were so stinky in Minnesota. Mraz seems to think it's the people that are stinky. I seem to think that it's just that the car has been sealed up for so long because it's so cold there that the fumes just don't really get a chance to air out. But we both enjoy the Twin Cities very much. In fact, I can't wait to go back due to laking. Get out there on the lakes. There's 10,000 of those bad boys. JP on 93.1 The Ticket in Boise. DA, I'm trashing anyone who trashes Mraz. He is my homie, and his Mraz-isms are the best reason to listen.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Look, JP, I would suggest my scalding hot sports takes or my intellectual interviews would be a good reason. Perhaps this wonderful scope of all sports things and a really good balance between sense of humor and intellect and sophistication, understanding of the history of where we are and also comparing it to the culture of the American society today. But if all it is you hearing Mraz say that he's a pop culture phenomenon.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
So be it. Whatever gets you to listen.
Natural body parts thrusting up.
Steve tweets, I'm not trashing today, but I just want to say, remember when Steve Spurrier was supposed to have a cruise with Apollo's fans? That's probably not happening anymore. Can you take that cruise over and host a D-Alien cruise? Hashtag, that's no trash.
Yeah.
I would love to host a D-Alien cruise. We would have to stock it with a lot of alcohol, and I don't know what it would take to keep all of you heathens at bay for a week on the water. But I would basically just have as much alcohol as I could possibly fit in that boat. And then Mraz doing some type of session every night right after dinner where maybe he's hosting a geography bee, maybe he's doing a science class, maybe he's doing grammar and punctuation. Maybe he's just telling stories about growing up. I would have you basically be the after-dinner entertainment every single night.
Why not just call him the Denver Horses? Me in the theater? Can I just get to a blackjack table?
Nope, you've got to entertain. You are going to be the Wayne Newton of the D'Alien Cruise. Every night, sold-out show.
Fireside chats. Mount Kilimanjaro.
Nathan tweets, I'm trashing the Warriors' defense for that historic choke at home. Beyond bad.
Let's face it, that's straight trash.
There's no way the Clippers could win this series, but that choke job by the Warriors to have a 31-point lead last night and gag it away is significant because it shows once again the not caring enough to finish the job and to go through the motions because they've been so good for so long. And they cannot afford those types of lapses in concentration against better teams. They'll likely get the Rockets in the next round. They cannot afford major lapses where they just assume they're going to hold on to a lead or they're going to win a game. Also, Boogie being injured, it shouldn't stop them from winning a championship, but that is a loss, no doubt. And it is, after KD gets tossed in game one, another thing that you have to ask a question about. Wow, is this run about to end? Nick tweets, I'm in Boise. I'm trashing NFL analysts for thinking Ryan Finley is going to go in the first round. When he got beat out by Brett Rippon first, it was due to injury. But when he returned, he just got flat beat out. Only reason he's being considered is because he plays in the ACC.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
And I don't know if ACC football is considered anything great to write home about. I mean, it's Clemson than everybody else. But I'm with you. I don't think Ryan Finley is a first-round draft pick. George tweets, I'm trashing the airline industry, trying to buy tickets a month in advance, and they're still expensive.
Splash Brothers? More like the Trash Brothers.
Yeah, I can't figure it out either. You want to get ahead of something, so you log in and you try to book a flight 2 months in advance. Sometimes it's cheap. Sometimes it's more expensive than if you waited. Some people say wait until a Monday night or a Tuesday night. Sometimes it's cheapest on a Sunday night. Sometimes it's cheapest on a Thursday afternoon. There's no rhyme or reason. It's a disgrace. James tweets, I'm trashing Mraz's tenuous grasp of the English language and his ability to pronounce even basic names. How does he not know how to pronounce Cameron? Where did Cameron Diaz come from? How could it happen?
Stinky debris.
Yes, Mraz said Cameron Diaz was Cameron Diaz.
How could it?
Obviously, I know it's Cameron Diaz. I spoke quickly. Got me, jeez.
Trey tweets, trash that guy who casually bet 85 grand in another man's golfing weekend, or the pros who couldn't make the cut and at least take home 25K for shooting 8 over. That's only 2 years of work for me.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Yeah, that was what was funny about that guy that won, what, $1.10 million or something? $1.19 million?
$1.19, yeah.
On Tiger's Win of the Masters. It was like, yeah, wow, can you believe he won this much money? Well, he bet $85,000. Who's got $85,000 to lay down to the winner of the Masters?
Also, the follow-up on that is apparently a couple months ago, he was $25,000 in debt.
Oh, nice.
So you just had 85 grand to throw on Tiger winning the Masters?
Well, how do you get to 25 grand in debt? You're betting $85,000 on Masters winners.
Good point.
Senor Pantleg, I'm with Team Mraz on this one regarding the XFL. First of all, I don't trust anything Vince McMahon touches as honest or genuine. Second of all, trashing anything with an X in it. It sounds stupid. It's not 1999. Trash that nonsense.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
This sounds crazy, but I'm with you. I think one thing that hurts the XFL is having an X in it. It just sounds too millennial. Millennial. It sounds like it's 1999 or when this first came around, 2001. Y2K. XXX. Sports jerseys need to be black. At that point in time, that's what the XFL, wow, it meant extreme. It was like we were drinking extreme Mountain Dew and kayaking through the store shelves. The Silver Fox tweets, I'm trashing a guy at my local convenience store. I grab an egg salad sando and proceed to pay. He saunters in and sneezes, fails to cover up, and snot runs down his chin, but he's cool with that. Let's stay right there. Hours later, I can't eat my egg sando because of that snot. Trash him.
Stinky debris.
Oh, that's terrible. Joe tweets, yes, indeed, the Masters does pump in fake bird sounds. As an avid bird watcher, I noticed some of the chirps belong to warblers, not native to Augusta, Georgia, as long as 2000, and here I thought I had no life. Well, that's amazing. This is a scandal. That the Masters is pumping in fake bird sounds? Trash them!
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Get them out.
Get them out.
As an avid bird watcher, some of the chirps belong to birds that haven't lived in Augusta, Georgia?
What's this, the Metrodome in 98 at a Viking game?
This is incredible! You know, there's those golf heads that go, oh, this beautiful, serene, sanctimonious Masters, the Augusta, Georgia, the green jackets and the lodge. And oh, I wish I could be in that club. I aspire to this. There are those people that look at this as a holier than thou, that this is somewhere close to heaven. And here you got the reality. They're pumping in bird noise.
And that magical feeling pulsates through the shaft.
Pumping in bird noise. Well, that's a scandal. That's a scandal on my watch.
This is the flag waving when they walked on the moon.
Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. I said I was a little fearful of birds around me flapping their wings, kind of like that movie, The Birds, Alfred Hitchcock. And Mraz said, yes, of course, I'm scared too of them picking me up and taking me away. And I said, no, that's not what I'm scared of.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
There's just something about birds and bats flying around you that is just so horrifying. You know, a squirrel runs by, a chipmunk runs by, even a mouse or a rat or a raccoon or a rabbit. It's fine. But there's something about birds close to you that is so terrifying, right?
It's because they're dangerous predators, and you never know if you're going to get that one, like, strongest bird in the world that grabs you and pulls you up into the air.
You think that a pigeon would do that? There's no easy
way out. I'm telling you, there will be a time where you're like, wow, this has never happened before, and you don't want to be that person. It scares the heck out of me.
It scares you that perhaps a New York City pigeon could come down with his talons, grab you, and haul you away.
You don't know where his beak...
Or his beak.
I'm telling you, there'll be like this one with absolute... It's going to happen. We're going to read a story in our lives.
No, we're not.
Where in the world is...
Damon Amendo?
I'm telling you, Bogus. That's in everybody's mind. It's scary.
No, that's not why I don't like birds, because I think I'm going to be taken away in a hot air balloon.
Does it get this cold in Japan?
So somewhere right now, there's a bird in a gym. Maybe taking some illegal substances. Went south of the border, grabs something from a pharmacy, and he's bulking up to come steal you off the street?
You are stupid. You are a moron.
It's like the Dwayne Johnson of seagulls coming
from... The Taz of seagulls.
He said he was scared. I was explaining why he should be scared.
I am scared of birds just because the flapping of the wings and the beaks and
What, are they going to flap you to death? What if one scoops you up and you're dead?
I'm not worried about them scooping me up.
Are you worried about them flapping a wing over you? How stupid that is.
That's just got everything to do with effort.
I'm stupid. This is an irrational fear that I have. Unlike the very rational fear of a pigeon or a sparrow picking you up and hauling you states away and dropping you to the ocean.
I don't like it home.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
What kind of weird show is this? Mike tweets, I'm trashing you today, DA. Despite your ill will and verbal voodoo, the Canes beat the Caps last night 5-0. Thank you, next. Hashtag your kung fu is weak.
Let's face it, that's straight trash.
America still leads 2-1 of that series. Aaron tweets, I'm trashing MLB schedule makers for taking 8 years to bring Pujols back to Busch Stadium.
Epic trash job.
MLB schedules, the worst. They are just the worst. Zach tweets, I'm trashing the gal in the drive-thru that gets her food and then sits there and visits with the cashier while I wait. wasting gas for a $7 coffee for my wife. It's bad enough I'm paying $7 for a cup of coffee, you inconsiderate snob.
Someone just got trashed.
Hello! Roger tweets, DA, I've got nothing to trash today. I love your show. It helps me get through the day. Well, okay. I'm kind of irked with Tom Dum Dum.
Boom. Trashed.
Aren't we all? Matt tweets, I'm trashing the grocery store behind my apartment. I bought a six-pack of beer from them and returned the empty bottles for my deposit. Machine said, store does not accept this brand. Are you kidding me?
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
Mezzy tweets, I'm captain of the mothership. I'm trashing 99-cent stores that have items for $1.99. $1.99 is not 99 cents. Simple math, DA.
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
And 49er Faithful tweets, I'm trashing the guy next to me who decided to wash his hands in a waterfall of filth after flushing the urinal he just used. The worst part, he washed his face too, then shook his hands dry, spraying me with pee water.
Hot trash.
Now that's a Trash Tuesday. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer of the DA Show. Thanks to Pete the Body Malotti on the Wheels of Steel. Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com with a simulcast. Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Be good and be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm DA, the mothership. Disconnect.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.